power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your power scripture of the week. Our scripture today is Romans chapter 13, verse 14, which says, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." Okay, this week I would like to talk about pornography.
Ooh.
Oh yes, the one subject most Christians try to avoid discussing. Now, it used to be that if you wanted to view or purchase pornography, you would have to go out in public and be seen walking into one of those special stores. That usually kept a lot of people away. But with today's technology, it's extremely easy to view porn anytime you want.
I don't think so.
Well, guess again. With just a simple click on a computer in the privacy of your home where no one can see you, poof, there it is. As a result of this easy access, the percentage of porn addiction has risen to astronomical heights. And Christians are no exception from this. Pornography knows no boundaries and makes no prejudice against race, gender, age, or religion. It's all inclusive. However, its addictive and destructive effects are well documented and cannot be denied by anyone who is willing to look at the issue objectively. Like someone addicted to drugs or alcohol who needs to intake stronger quantities to achieve that same high, pornography can also start off small and slow, and little by little take a person deeper and deeper into the addiction of porn and ungodly desires. James chapter 1 verse 15 says, "Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." Look, pornography sets unrealistic expectations, and nothing is able to satisfy its deep addictive hunger. It offers a distorted version of what God designed for the marriage bed. And in many cases, it results in people being unable to hold healthy relationships. People start having issues in other areas of their lives, marriage, friendships, work, family, and so on. I know some of you hearing this understand what I'm saying, and perhaps some of you feel trapped, ashamed, and are hopeless. First of all, quit hiding it. We can pretend all we want that there's no issue going on, but God sees, and He knows. And you know what? He cares. He can and will deliver you from this addiction if you will let Him. You can begin today by confessing your sin to God, ask Him to cleanse, renew, and transform your mind. Learn to possess your body in holiness. And start taking practical steps like installing pornography blockers on your computer. And lastly, I must stress this out. Find another Christian who will pray for you and help keep you accountable. It's time we allow open dialogue about the issue, especially among Christians. Let's quit making it hard for people to share their struggles in this area. If you want to discuss this more with me or have any other thoughts, questions, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.